Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is a 22-plus year member of our Brain Trust. That's right. That makes her an original founding member. We got her right out of high school. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She knows more about market-based public policy for healthcare than anybody on the planet, and the world beats a path to her door every day, and we're so fortunate she spends a little time with us. Grace Marie, welcome back.
So nice to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So I got to start out by bragging on you a little bit. Folks, I've always known she was smart, but there was a time when I was a little bit off base on a guy named Mitt Romney. There was a time when I was a little bit off base on John Roberts, Supreme Court Justice, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts. And Grace Marie nailed both of them from the beginning. And Grace Marie, I got to tip my hat to you. You saw those guys for what they really are. They were not exactly who they proposed to be. And now with Mitt Romney, I don't know what Mitt Romney stands for. And John Roberts is I don't like the trend of the which way he's going, and I'm not saying he needs to be a political person at all, but I don't understand some of the things he's done in the last, well, really since 2010. And you nailed it back in those days. What do you think?
I especially don't understand this most recent decision. And he was, once again, the swing vote that basically said casinos in Las Vegas can open and have 1,000 people in their casinos,
right.
But churches, there's one mega church in Las Vegas that I go to when I'm there that seats like 2,000 or 3,000 people, and they can't have more than 50 people in the church. I mean, some small number.
Right.
And he said, that's okay. I mean, how on earth does that support the First Amendment and our right to religious freedom? I don't understand that. With Mitt Romney, I actually wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal in probably 2007 saying that, it would have been 2011. So it was after Obamacare passed and he was going to run in 2012. And I said, you know, Obamacare is going to be the main issue in this election. And here you have a guy that, as governor of Massachusetts, created a health plan that is the template for Obamacare.
That's right. And you said that on this show. You said that on this show 9 years ago.
Yeah. And so it was clear to me. And actually, in one of the biographies of him and sort of the post-analysis of the election said that when he read that Wall Street Journal piece, he was ready to not run. He was going to pull out of the race, but his wife convinced him to continue to run for president. But it was really a problem in that campaign.
Yeah. Well, no, you told us about that. That's the reason I'm pointing out that some bunch of us were wrong, and you were right about him, because I don't understand his business. But I will tell you this, back to just sticking to with Romney for a second. It does speak to, if you're going to, folks, and I'm not being partisan here, but just pay attention, how many wobblies do you have in the Democrat Party? And how many wobblies do you have in the Republican Party? There are more people on the Republican side who are willing to go off the reservation, so to speak, and speak their mind, not be part of just the party line. You see that more on the Republican side than the Democrat side. I'm just doing the numbers here, Grace Marie. What do you think?
Well, there are more independents on the Republican side, but, you know, there are also people that are holding Republican seats in states that otherwise are at least purple and sometimes mm-hmm. even blue. And so they if you want to hold that seat,
right,
person needs to be able to have freedom. And the Democratic Party, you got to toe the party line. They don't let many people escape.
Ask Joe Lieberman about that. Quickly on Roberts. Yeah. I'm starting to think Roberts just doesn't have any backbone. I'm starting to think he doesn't have any courage. What do you think?
I think he is more concerned with not rocking the boat.
That's
and
the courage
going
part.
With former president, although there that's not 100% true, but in more cases than not, he doesn't want to do anything that is going to A, go against precedent, mm-hmm. or even if the precedent is wrong, or B, do anything that would, even though the decision that he should make is toward protecting the Constitution. Mm-hmm. He goes with what the Supreme Court has decided before.
Ironically,
and it's really a problem.
Ironically, he doesn't want to be an activist judge, but yet he votes with the four who are activists.
He
becomes a
de
facto
exactly.
activist. Quick break. We'll come right back and talk about the economy, the shutdown, what should happen next. Grace Marie's got some thoughts on that. Stay with us. 20 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.